Dave and Doreen, the Morning KLH.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time to check in with the host of the Midday Show. He takes over when we're done at 10 o'clock. Dave Coombs, brought to you by Belinsky Homes. Belinsky Homes, built for your life. Visit Belinsky.com. How are you doing today, Dave?
Present. How are we doing?
We're doing good. I have to tell everybody, though, that I just got done looking at the picture. To recap,
yeah.
Yesterday, Dave told us a story about getting stopped, and he thought somebody recognized him
as the
KLH radio personality.
Finally made it. I'm going to sign an autograph.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a picture with somebody.
But it didn't work that way because this guy wanted to take a picture of you because you look like his neighbor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so then you told him to send you the picture.
Which he did.
Of the neighbor.
Of the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Dave Coombs just showed us that picture.
Yeah.
Now, he's a fine-looking man, but I do not see the resemblance. I don't either. He seems to be a bit older than you.
Well, I guess thank you. And by the way, I don't mean to demean the guy.
No, me neither.
Or the guy who sent me the picture because he thought I looked like that.
Yeah.
That's fine. And you know, I'm not one of those people who's ever offended. Some people get offended when somebody does a caricature of them or an impression. Oh. Like, I think John Madden hated at first Frank Caliendo.
Oh, yeah. No, more than at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he hated it all the way
him.
Through.
Which, yeah.
And I think it's flattering if somebody thinks you look like somebody else does an impression, whatever.
Everybody's got their own ideas in their head. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I say to my husband, "Oh, that looks like so and so," and he'll be like, "No,
it doesn't."
But to me, it does.
Yeah,
you know.
So I was on the phone with a college buddy of mine, known him for 40 years, more than 40 years, a buddy named Rich, and he told me last night that I look like Michael Richards.
Michael Richards?
What? Right.
I don't see that at all.
And I'm like, either.
Really? I said, I'm not offended, whatever, you know, but I don't think I look like Kramer.
No, you don't, but I'm just wondering if I'm missing some current picture of him.
All right, now, let's talk about this. His name's Rich?
Yeah.
Is Rich the guy that you, like, you've known long enough where you've done your NCAA brackets and you watched all the games with him? And
he's the very first friend I made in college, so we go way, way back, and he's still my best friend in the world. He's got a wife and kids in the Boston area, and years ago, you know, we'd watch the games together all the time. Mm-hmm. Watch the ends because we're huge basketball fans. Mm-hmm. And you know, when Thursday and Friday hit, and it's just like wall to wall
basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing better than that. One year, I'm living in Rochester, just like you did at one point.
Yeah, Rochester,
Dave,
New York. Yeah.
And he was in the Boston area, and we couldn't drive all the way to one place or the other, so we decided to meet halfway to watch the games. Okay. And it was like Albany, New York, was like the halfway point.
Okay.
And we decided we're not really bar guys. You know, we don't drink a lot. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, we go into a bar, we're going to spend a lot of money in there. Why don't we get an hourly rate motel?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Like a bad
this
idea.
Like
bad.
At no point did you like have second thoughts about it? Like,
not a second thought at all. And we went to the convenience store, the grocery store.
God.
We got beverages and food. And he had his golden retriever with him, named Kramer, by the way, because of the way it used to skid into a room all the time.
Oh, my God.
Kramer was a great guy. So it's Rich and I and Kramer in a hotel room at an hourly rate motel with a mirror on the ceiling.
Of course.
And the people next to us must be thinking, because there's like, dog is barking. We're yelling at the TV. What is going on in that room?
Okay, how many hours was it?
All day, all night. Uh-huh. You know, I think we were there for probably 8 hours watching basketball.
Oh my God.
Just left.
Yes.
Okay. That's hilarious. Hourly motel.
Yep. Yep.
You don't see those a lot anymore.
Let me guess. That was before everybody had a phone on their camera.
Oh, long before.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, otherwise it'd be like,
yeah,
there would have been video of
saw
that.
The, they had a dog with them.
Yeah.
You should have seen the snacks they bought. Yeah. Very strange. So now, yesterday, you debuted a Golden Eagles song.
Mm-hmm.
To the tune of Jet.
Yeah, I think it came off okay.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And it's only fair. The Badgers are in. If I'm going to do a Marquette song, got to do a Wisconsin Badgers song with apologies to CCR. Okay.
All right, here you go.
Their solid D will turn on the heat. All their teams come unglued. They'll shoot the three at the top of the key at Wisconsin. They're getting free. Can't you see? They are Wisconsin.
All right, Dave Coombs, thank you for the time.
Sure.
Dave Coombs takes over at 10 right here on KLH.